of Europe, immigration, identity, and Islam. And we'll talk about the disturbing rise of terrorism in Europe and what that means for us. It's 8 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by PenFed Credit Union. A major accident has been impacting New York Avenue all morning. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Jamie, has there been any change in the status of New York Avenue?
Finally, a change for the better, Bill. It's been about 4.5 hours since we've had the closure of New York Avenue from this horrific overnight crash, but now everything reopens. So both directions, New York Avenue, between the Baltimore-Washington Parkway through Riverdale and Chevrolet off of 50 and Bladensburg Road, now accessible. But with that closure for so long, as you can imagine, major artery there, we are jammed trying to get in through Northeast. I'll have more coming up in traffic.
The Washington Post is reporting this morning that U.S. intelligence has evidence from sources deep within Russia that the election hacks last fall in this country were directed personally by Vladimir Putin. Post reporter Adam Entis broke the story.
As we know, there was a classified annex, a classified version of the intelligence report that was made public in early January. This is the document that was provided to the president. It was provided to then President-elect Trump. What we have learned and what we're revealing in today's report is what was in that document that was presented to Trump, by Brennan, Clapper, Comey during that meeting at Trump Tower back in January.
Meanwhile, President Trump will not rule out firing the special counsel investigating the Russian election meddling.
On a program he often promotes, Fox and Friends, President Trump, speaking of special counsel Robert Mueller, reportedly investigating Mr. Trump for obstruction of justice in light of what fired FBI Director James Comey testified, would he order the firing of Mueller in spite of the uproar that might cause?
Well, he's very, very good friends with Comey. Which is very bothersome, and we're going to have to see it.
The president reiterates that there is no evidence of collusion between himself and Russia while accusing Comey of leaking memos about their meetings to bring about the appointment of a special counsel, which is exactly what happened. Comey testified he did that because the president hinted he had recordings of their conversations. Bob Costantini, Washington.
North Korea's government is speaking out today about Otto Warmbier, the UVA student who died this week just days after being released from a North Korean prison. Pyongyang denies it cruelly treated or tortured Warmbier, and in fact it calls itself the biggest victim in his death. He calls it a race to the bottom through silence and deceit, and now one opponent of new LGBT protections in the Prince William County school system is taking action.
Delegate Bob Marshall is against the revisions to the school system's non-discrimination policy, which now includes protections for transgender and gay students. He says before and after this week's vote.
The school board and none of the schools individually made any effort at all to notify parents.
So he's taking action.
What I intend to do is alert the parents to the fact that this is going on.
The board says the policy will not cover bathroom use, but the ACLU says the school system faces potential liability if bathroom use is excluded. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,397, the Nasdaq at 6,237. Sports, former DeMathis star Markelle Fultz is chosen first in the NBA draft by the Philadelphia 76ers.
I'm looking forward to going to this organization and just giving it my all. That's one thing that I always want to do, come in and give my all. And then off the court, I want to give back to the city and everything like that. And I'm just happy.
Baseball, the O's lose. The Nats are idle. WMDA, the Mystics are in Minnesota tonight. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
They're coming. The daily afternoon thunderstorms that signal summertime in Washington.
We're looking at rain and lots of it.
Stay ahead of the storm with the Weather Channel.
Meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel.
And Washington's Mall, WMAL.
PenFed's got great rates for Bowling Green and great rates for Abilene. PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
All across America, PenFed Credit Union has auto loan rates as low as 1.49% APR on new vehicles. Apply today at PenFed.org. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed. It's easy to apply and no military service is required. Federally insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
Hey, Safeway shoppers. Did you know you can redeem your gas rewards points at Sunoco and select partner stations? Keep earning while you shop at Safeway. And start saving at a Sunoco or partner station near you. Just use your registered phone number when you fill up at the pump and watch the price roll back. Maximum gas rewards at participating Sunoco stations is 20 cents per gallon in a single fill-up, up to 25 gallons. Other restrictions and exclusions apply. See complete details at Safeway.com.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a zero-res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
At Hadid Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
I'm Joe Hadid, and we want to make your home a cleaner and healthier place to live.
Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
805 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Fairfax County Parkway, still want to avoid it south and coming off of I-66. The southbound side of 286 between Braddock Road and Pope's Head Road still shut down with the serious crash. Northbound had the left lane blocked too. So coming northbound well before you get to 123, pushing slowly past this accident. Heading through Fairfax Station could save you some time. I know it's a pretty big workaround. Braddock Road will pick up some of the bailout traffic. Speaking of bailout traffic, that's been the story all morning trying to work through Northeast D.C. However, the longstanding closure of New York Avenue has done. So, seeing some improvement in the horizon here, New York Avenue reopened between Bladensburg Road and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. But again, still coming off at 50, BW Parkway, heading all through those arteries into town. Expect those delays continuing. On the Beltway, Maryland had the crash reported on the outer loop as you pass FedEx Field before you get to 704. So do watch for response in that area. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Two chances of precipitation for today. We have the first round early, so rain will be ending early. Then mainly cloudy, very warm, muggy, and gusty today. High near 90 degrees. Partly cloudy this evening. Thunderstorms coming back our way later on tonight. Low 77. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork for the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Arlington, 70 in Damascus, 73 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. Trey Gowdy decries the continuing leaks of classified material. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning. It is 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk, and it is Friday morning. I am Mary Walter, alongside Tom Fitton, president of Judicial Watch, and you know him because he is a very frequent guest here on Mornings on the Mall and on all the other shows here on WMAL. So we appreciate his time coming
great
in on
here.
Friday to join me. Coming up, we're going to be joined by Douglas Murray. He is the author of a number one best-selling book in the UK, and it's called The Strange Death of Europe, Immigration, Identity, and Islam. And it's about this rise, a very rapid rise, of terrorism in Europe in general. There have been nearly 40 terror attacks in Western Europe by Islamic terrorism since 2014. And they blame it, he's blaming it on immigration from North Africa and the Middle East with high Muslim populations, a cultural crisis, you know, who is Europe, who are we, declining birth rates, this mass immigration, and almost a cultivated self-hatred of the European identity. Does that sound familiar to you, Tom, by any chance? Does that sound like something that could be happening here?
Well, you know, it's happening in Europe in a dramatic way, and America has been less affected by it, but it's something that President Trump is trying to address with his executive orders related to refugees and travel from immigrants traveling from certain countries or visitors from other countries. Six countries, for instance, that have basically no check to make sure that bad guys are going to come here or not. And so he's trying to provide that check here within the United States. That's the crisis we're facing. What we're seeing in Europe with this almost daily or weekly terrorist attacks, if we have enough numbers of radical Islamists here, that's something we could be facing more quickly than we'd want to admit to.
But I think what else you see here is declining birth rates. You know, that we do have a declining birth rate. We also have, as you said, this immigration. But also this idea of having a nationalism is a bad thing. The sense of nationalism is a bad thing. We're a global society. And if you're pro-America or America First or Make America Great Again, you're somehow a xenophobe. You're a bad person in some way. You're against people. We're a global society. To which I go, no, we're pretty much not. No.
Well, and the liberal elites hate any patriotism. They are the sort of transnational progressives. Don't like it, and one way to deal with it is by bringing people who don't believe in that. And so they're happy to have these large Muslim populations who, you know, have allegiances elsewhere rather than the countries they're immigrating to.
Absolutely. Joining us right now, Douglas Murray. He is the author of this number one best-selling book we've been telling you about, The Strange Death of Europe, Immigration, Identity, and Islam. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Pleased to have you.
It's very good to be with you.
You know, you could pretty much say anything you want during this next half hour. It could be the most ridiculous thing ever, but because you say it with a British accent, everyone listening is going to go, wow, that man's brilliant.
I don't think I'll test that.
But, well, it's true. You know that about Americans. You know that. I have friends who are British, and they all know it. They could literally say the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard, and Americans go, wow, he's a genius.
It's tempting, but...
Whereas Americans can say anything, and you think we're all idiots. So we understand that. I got that. I know. So we were talking about what you talk about in the book, about, you know, immigration from North Africa and the Middle East into Europe. You talk about declining birth rates. You talk about almost a self-hatred, you know, that we're a global society, and how all of that is playing into this really rapid rise of terror attacks that we're seeing in Europe. And we're just comparing that to what we see here in the United States. We lag about 15 years or so behind you guys, behind Europe. And I wanted to talk about that aspect of that with you to start off this. We don't disagree with any of those things. Do you see that happening here, or is America somehow immune to that? Are we doing something differently than what they did in Europe?
No, I mean, part of my book, The Strange Death of Europe's point, is to warn Americans of what is obviously happening here. And that's not just about the movement of people. I mean, the phenomenon I describe in the book, from first-hand reporting across the continent, from speaking to people in the countries they're leaving, in the places they come into in Europe, and the places they end up in, suburbs of Scandinavian cities and so on. All of that, it's a massive movement. I mean, 1.5 million people arrived in Germany in a single year alone. That's 2% of the population added in a single year. So the numbers and the places they're coming from are definitely on a scale that America is not currently experiencing. But you do have a bit of this. And the more important thing, in a way, is that you suffer from all of the same things I think we suffer from in Europe, which are effectively the us problems. Why does this happen to us? You know, there's no meaningful migration from my country to Saudi Arabia or Somalia. There's no meaningful migration from your country to Saudi Arabia. Why are they coming to our countries? Well, it's actually not just because of our economic benefits. It's not just because of the better life that they would like to have. It's because we have, in my view, fallen for a whole set of things that have made this happen. We've fallen for this idea that we are, for instance, we in Europe, but you a bit in America too, we're sort of uniquely guilty, that we deserve this, and also that we're not that special, that we are sort of boring. You hear this in the debate in across Europe, that we're sort of staid societies, that the culture of Dante and Bach and Goethe and Voltaire needs improving. Now, you don't hear this any other way around. Nobody says, you know, the thing about Sudan is it could really do with an infusion of Scots. You know, I'm a Scottish ancestor. I think there are some great things about Scotland, but you don't hear it that way around. Whereas you do hear this view that there's basically something missing at the heart of us that needs to be filled up. I, by the way, don't deny that a certain level of migration is beneficial to society. And who could deny that you get certain benefits? The point is that the benefits don't increase commensurately with the number of people coming. So the first 10 people from a country might bring an example of their cuisine. But you don't get 10,000 times better cuisine with 10,000 times more people. And these are very, very deep. Some of these are very deep-seated psychological problems that I think our societies are in now. And as I say, I think in Europe, we're far further down the road. But it is effectively a warning sign, in my view, to you in America, of what you shouldn't do here.
Well, talk about those elites. We use the phrase limousine liberals here in the U.S. you know, nowadays they're limousine revolutionaries, and there's been this phrase that is kicked around in certain circles about the red-green alliance.
Yes.
You know, don't they want the wrong people here?
Yes, some of them do. By the way, it's not just the red-green alliance, the so-called watermelons. The former Conservative Prime Minister of Sweden said a few years ago, Sweden doesn't belong to the people who are here. It sort of belongs to the world.
On that note, we're going to get more from you. This is Douglas Murray, who is the author of the best-selling book in the UK, The Strange Death of Europe. And we're going to talk to him a little bit more about this problem. And, gee, what can we do to stop that from manifesting itself here? It is 8:15. It's time to find out what's happening on your commute. Net WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Well, we've had a busy morning. And if you could have heard when I got the news about Metrorail, I said, oh, brother, red line, temporarily suspended service between Medical Center and Grosvenor. They have a track problem outside of Medical Center, so they're not allowing any trains to get by. Shuttle bus service has been requested. And when that happens, it takes a while to get all those buses there to get the commuters where they need to be. You know the drill. Extra time on the red line. Also, we are still under Safe Track Surge 16, and that goes through Sunday evening to the close of the Sunday. On that red line 5 miles stretch between Shady Grove and Twin Brook, they've been doing maintenance and still with the Shady Grove and Rockville stations closed. So a lot going on the roads and the rails. All right, New York Avenue. We've been reopened here after a long closure with an investigation of a terrible overnight crash. New York Avenue now opened, coming out of Chevrolet and out of Riverdale. Off of both 50 and the BW can now access New York Avenue. Outbound lanes open as well, but still with the major delays through there, through Bladensburg. Benning Road picked up the heavy volume as well. 295 slowing on the Fairfax County Parkway. That's our other trouble spot. So just a quick note again, closed southbound side of 286 south of Braddock Road, northbound one lane block. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Early rain on this Friday morning, a bit of a break. We're mainly cloudy, very warm, gusty, and muggy today. High near 90, southwest wind 15 to 25 miles an hour. Thunderstorms coming back away later on tonight through early parts of your Saturday. Overnight low 77 degrees. Lots of sunshine Sunday. I'm Meteorologist Todd Bork for Weather Channel WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 73 degrees at 8:17 on WMAL.
Clients in Chicago, but you're based in LA? With GoToMeeting, you can meet like you're there even when you're miles apart. GoToMeeting's one-click access, HD live webcam, and screen sharing capabilities will help you meet with success no matter where you are. Start free at GoToMeeting.com.
I'm Mary Walter with Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch here with me, and joining us right now is Douglas Murray. He is the author of the number one best-selling book in the UK, The Strange Death of Europe, Immigration, Identity, and Islam, talking about the rise of terrorism in Europe. And it has been very, very swift. It's been a meteoric rise of terrorism in the UK. Is the genie out of the bottle in Europe? Can the genie be put back in the bottle, or is this a change now that is now part of each national identity across Europe?
Yeah, that's a very good question. It's the one we're all worrying about at the moment because, of course, in France, we had this massive spate of terror in the last 2 years. Hundreds of people killed in different attacks across the country. And people were massacred in France, from the most secular cartoonists at Charlie Hebdo to a priest saying mass at the altar of his church in Rouen. Some of us in Britain thought it was possible we were going to escape some of that, but nobody thought we were going to escape it entirely. And yes, in 10 weeks alone recently, we had three Islamic terrorist attacks in the UK. And now, by the way, to my mind, an even darker twist to this whole thing. The first time that there's been what looks like a reprisal, revenge attack by a non-Muslim on worshippers coming out of a mosque. And that, I go into a bit of this in my book, that is the kind of nightmare scenario squared, where the public could get so fed up with the perceived lack of action by the elites and by the politicians that they take matters into their own hands. This is really the nightmare scenario.
If you want to get liberals in the American media upset, you talk about no-go zones allegedly in many major urban centers in Europe where Islamists are allowed to actually live as Islamists, impose Sharia law, and you don't have the traditional protections for life, liberty, and property you would in other places in the country.
Yeah.
Have you found that to be true in your researching your book and your visits across the Europe?
Yeah, I have. And I mean, this is a subject which is sometimes over-egged, it has to be said. In my country, in Britain, there are not areas where the police can't go. But there are areas, as there are across the continent, in some places, really stark examples, where effectively a community has cut itself off. And yes, it is true, and I've visited them myself, there are Sharia courts in the UK that operate. They're meant to operate underneath British law, i.e. they're not meant to do anything that runs counter to British law. But I've spoken to many women in the course of doing this book, among others, who have said that they have never been told their rights as British women. They've only ever been told their rights as Muslim women in Britain. And you see, that is the area. Once you do migration at this level, and obviously people want to live with people like themselves and so on in the first generation, the second generation, obviously that's going to happen. You're going to get ghettos, for good or ill. And within those ghettos, government doesn't really have that much of an idea of what goes on. How can government know how a Sharia court is treating a woman who wants a divorce from her husband? They don't.
Isn't it interesting that Donald Trump, the most reviled leader in the West, is the most sophisticated on this issue?
That's a good way of putting it. But I tell you something. This is a very curious thing. When Donald Trump early this year said he wanted to suspend travel for only a matter of weeks, right, between this country, America, and seven, you know, very unstable Muslim majority countries, you know, Sudan, Libya, Syria, and so on, the whole world went bananas. Every single bit of decent, you know, polite opinion, as it were, just went for the US president. You couldn't find anyone in my country to defend him. Interestingly enough, just after that announcement was made by your president, there was a poll released in Europe of the opinions of Europeans with asked a much tougher question. The question was, do you agree with the statement that there should be zero more migration of Muslims into your country? And in reaction to that statement, 8 out of 10 countries in Europe, including France and Germany, the majority of the public said they wanted zero more Muslims. And one of the only two countries where that wasn't a majority opinion was the UK, where only 47% of people wanted it. So what Donald Trump said was mild compared to what the European publics actually want. Of course, the problem is that nobody in any political position in Europe will say anything like it.
It just goes to show, how, in your country as well as ours, how much the mainstream media and the politicians are out of touch with the people. We only have a minute here, but we talked about a story in Vocative about a British group. Gun rights, gun activists are now calling for the right to bear arms. When I saw, and I know this was in France, but when I saw that priest be murdered, I'm like, why is there no one in that congregation who's armed? The same thing when I saw the latest terror attack in England where they're throwing glasses at the attacker from pubs trying to get them to stop. Why is no one armed? And do you see a call for that now?
No, I don't think that's going to catch on. There are too many downsides we'd have in imposing or introducing gun ownership at this stage. In fact, the authorities have been pretty good. They got to London Bridge in a matter of minutes. But yeah, I mean, there are advantages you have, and there are some disadvantages that you have. Advantages we have, disadvantages that we have. But as I say, it's all basically part of the same picture. And the real thing we're not responding to is not guns, you know, shooting attackers. The real thing we're not responding to is that whereas we all know what to do when some crazy right-wing, crazy maniac, white supremacist, KKK, everyone knows what to do with that when somebody goes off and shoots people like that. When an Islamist does something, we not only don't want to know why they did it, we don't not only not look at where they did it or who they knew or what mosque they went to, we deliberately avoid asking any of the questions. In other words, societally, we are just not set up for the problem that is now rushing at us.
There's a famous American conservative book or essay, Suicide of the West, and was it talking
James
about
Burnham.
The communist menace at the time. You would think after all these terrorist attacks, and the leaders in Europe have got to be briefed in Germany and France and England on the threat they face daily, and they see it obviously. Why isn't there a time where the public safety takes precedence over political correctness, and they take the steps necessary to protect the populace. The failure of leadership is extraordinary here.
It's extraordinary. It's excruciating to watch, I have to say. I mean, I've spoken to many politicians across Europe whilst writing this book, and they basically, some of the German politicians in particular, I just decided they were suicidal. And I left a meeting with one. I said to a friend I was with, I said, look, I mean, at the end, if you want to kill yourself, then you can. But I see no reason why you should take your entire continent with you.
Well, Douglas Murray, thank you so much for joining us. It has been a pleasure. This half hour flew. It went by. The book is The Strange Death of Europe, Immigration, Identity, and Islam. Thank you so much for joining us.
Such a pleasure.
It is 8:25. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5's, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, thanks, Mary. And on Metro Rail, they are now single-tracking the Red Line trains that had been stopped for about 15 minutes with a problem on the track outside of Medical Center, but now they are allowing single tracking to get by Red Line trains between Medical Center and Grosvenor, but still expect delays, so at least a little bit better news on that front. Now, around the region, we've been busy. Fairfax County Parkway southbound closed south of Braddock Road with a serious crash, northbound with the major delays to get by, and the left lane blocked on the northbound side. No problems on the Greenway Toll Road Route 7. That's one stretch where we're okay. Trying to make the recovery, and we're doing better. New York Avenue reopened between the Baltimore-Washington Parkway and Bladensburg Road. That had been shut down for hours with a serious crash and investigation. But again, reopened. It's now about clearing out the delays through that area. And the top side of the Maryland Beltway is solid from 95 to Georgia Avenue. Update is sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved. And with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Periods of rain early, then mainly cloudy for the rest of the day. Very warm and gusty, high near 90 degrees. Get a little bit of a break this evening, then more thunderstorms tonight, low 77. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork for the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 74 degrees at 827 on WMAL.
You have no desire to do anything to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauvé at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
Tom, do you know why we always wear our 1-800-GOT-JUNK hats?
To keep our heads warm?
Because sometimes we have a bad hair day? No, it's because if you look right, you act right.
But Brian, we always act right.
I think I know what he means, Tom.
Okay, Tom, tell me.
You know how when you put on your 1-800-GOT-JUNK shirt and hat, you know it's not just about you anymore?
That hat makes me part of a team.
And our team has a reputation to live up to.
A sparkling reputation.
And what is that reputation?
We're the team that's always smiling.
And cheerful.
And friendly.
And helpful.
And polite.
Very polite.
And we work quickly.
And never complain.
And we're careful.
Very careful.
And respectful.
And why are we that way?
Because of the hat?
Because of the hat.
Wow.
When you see those hats, all you have to do is point.
And whatever you're pointing at
will disappear. We work until midnight, 7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right. Level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
And coming up on WMAL, well, what are you doing for summer vacation if you're even going on one? We'll tell you what the majority of Americans have planned. It is now 8:30 and WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Happening just in the last half hour or so, a new problem this morning for Red Line Metro commuters. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Tell us what's going on, Jamie.
A track problem outside of Medical Center. Now, that was the initial report, and they stopped all trains on the Red Line. However, in the past 10 minutes now, they've been single-tracking trains. However, expect delays, and they're just putting this note out, too, for Red Line passengers. If you're boarding on at Grosvenor or Medical Center, board all trains on the Shady Grove platform, again, because they are single-tracking the trains between Medical Center and Grosvenor. Back to you.
Russian President Vladimir Putin personally directed the Russian hacking in last fall's U.S. election campaign, so says the Washington Post, which reports that well-placed Russian sources provided detailed intelligence on Putin's involvement. North Korea this morning denies that it mistreated UVA student Otto Warmbier. He died Monday, just days after his release from a North Korean prison. In fact, Pyongyang says this morning North Korea is actually the biggest victim in his death. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser leads a group of city officials who will pay tribute today to the late former D.C. councilmember Jim Graham. His body will lie in repose at the Wilson Building this afternoon. His funeral is tomorrow. We're expecting to see some effects of the remains of Tropical Depression Cindy today into tomorrow. Dan Hoffman's a National Weather Service forecaster.
The track of the system as it decays and rides along a cold front likely moves from east central West Virginia, kind of through the central Shenandoah Valley, and then up into northern Virginia and eastern Maryland.
The effects of the storms remains, he says, could include thunderstorms, heavy downpours, and possibly high winds. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,397, the Nasdaq at 62,37. Sports, another loss for the O's. The Nats were idle. Former DeMatha star Markelle Fultz goes to the 76ers as the overall number one pick in the NBA draft. WNBA, the Mystics are in Minnesota tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Big Screen Store's 4th of July 2-for-1 savings blast. Get a Samsung 4K 70-inch plus a 50-inch Samsung for just $17.99. That's right, a 70 and a 50-inch for just $17.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest in power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
And for a limited time, a 70-inch 4K UHD TV and a 50-inch Samsung is just $17.99. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
This summer, experience the open road in America's luxury brand. With all the style, performance, and perfection you can only get from Lincoln. And Ted Britt for Life lifetime vehicle coverage you can only get from Ted Britt Lincoln of Chantilly. We'll even pick up and deliver your vehicle for all maintenance and warranty service. Make a lifetime of summer memories in your new Ted Britt Lincoln. Customized from the paint to leather with Lincoln Black Label and protected by Ted Britt for Life lifetime vehicle coverage. Shop online now at TedBrittLincoln.com.
Novant Health UVA Health System Orthopedics and Sports Medicine believes life calls for a full range of motion. We provide advanced treatment options to bring back your mobility. You get back to playing golf with your friends.
Nice shot.
We invest in technology to precisely diagnose your pain. You get back to playing fetch with your best friend.
Who's a good boy?
We carefully design a treatment plan tailored just for you.
So you get back to dancing with your better half.
Come on, honey, let's do this.
We have experts devoted to your rapid recovery, so you get back to what matters most.
Higher, Daddy, higher!
Here goes!
Woohoo!
No matter the moment, we're here to help you live an active life with less pain. Visit NovantHealthUVA.org/motion for more information on how to live your life in full range.
Joey Votto.
Deep left, the Nets going out of here.
Always red hot against the Nets. Steven Strasburg.
Strasburg blows it by him with 96.
And Cincy seeing red last July. License to hit versus permission to deal. Catch everything. Nationals Reds. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on Messen.
Ain't baseball great?
Say hello to the new frozen Dunkin' Coffee. Real Dunkin' Coffee, blended frozen, creamy, and smooth. It's a whole new way to enjoy your favorite coffee. Try a small frozen Dunkin' Coffee today for just $1.99. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, limited time offer.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Serious crash and accident investigation in Fairfax and still closed will be southbound 286, the Fairfax County Parkway. You cannot get past Braddock Road. That'll be your detour point. The crash happened between Braddock Road and Yates Ford Road, and delays coming off of 66. So that's pretty intense. So plan for the extra time. Plan for your alternates, Lee Highway, Braddock Road as a workaround, or avoiding that area altogether. On the northbound side of the Fairfax County Parkway, right in that stretch north of Popeshead Road, with the crash, you're rubbernecking at the scene, had the left lane blocked, so major northbound delays as well. In case you missed it, New York Avenue reopened, so some better news in through town. Still have some lingering delays, obviously, but the closure no longer in place. New York Avenue open, coming out of Chevrolet, Riverdale, and outbound past Bladensburg Road. Nothing is blocked. On Metro Rail, red line, single tracking between Medical Center and Grosvenor. They're dealing with a track problem outside of Medical Center. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Early rain on this Friday morning, a bit of a break. We're mainly cloudy, very warm, gusty, and muggy today. High near 90, southwest wind 15 to 25 miles an hour. Thunderstorms coming back away later on tonight through early parts of your Saturday. Overnight low, 77 degrees. Lots of sunshine Sunday. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork for Weather Channel WMAL.
Right now, 74 in Arlington, 72. And only 74 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. The summertime in northern Michigan.
It is Friday. It is summer. It is 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. I am Mary Walter with Tom Fitton in studio with me, helping me do some of the heavy lifting here. So, summer vacation. A lot of people go away in the summer because the kidlins are not in school. I don't know why, but that's another topic. So parents trudge the entourage from beach to beach or wherever you happen to go. And it's very interesting what Americans say they're doing this summer. What do you think the majority of Americans want to do this summertime? You got kids. What are you guys doing?
Well, we haven't made plans yet. Well, this is actually this is vacation for me.
Right here, just being
this
here on Friday.
This is vacation for me.
I can see that.
We got to make the plans,
though. We got the drink machine going. We're good. So you don't have summer plans, but if you could do anything for vacation this summer, what would you want to do?
Oh, I'm a beach person.
You're a beach person. Do you have one of those wheelie things that I see everybody at the beach with everything? You got a TV, you've got 14 chairs, you got the pack and play, you've got the amount of equipment with which people go to the beach now is fascinating. When I was a kid, you were allowed to bring what you could carry. You had your towel over your neck, and each kid had like a bucket and a ball. That was it. You could bring what you could carry. My parents did not schlep a load of junk to the beach.
I'm the guy with the wheels thing that doesn't work.
You need
dragging it through, you know, yeah. It's upside down being dragged through the sand.
The kids, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, this is probably why almost three quarters of Americans say, you know what they want to do absolutely nothing. They want to do absolutely nothing. They just want to rest and relax. I don't want to schlep anything. I don't want to have to pile the kids in the car, find a parking spot, unload the car, take the kids, schlep it to the beach, have to listen to them cry about sand in their sandwich and everything else, and then load it all up. They don't want to do nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Well, the standard joke in my house is what I want for Father's Day or my birthday and or Christmas, and all I want is a little peace and quiet, I tell them,
right,
and I never get it.
It's free. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Majority of Americans want to do absolutely nothing. They don't want to travel anywhere. We'll tell you what else you don't want to do. What is your ideal summer vacation? What are you guys doing? If you're doing anything, I have to tell you, my ideal summer vacation is getting away. I don't care where it is. I truly don't care if it's a hotel room. I will actually stay at home as long as no one bothers me. I'm a big fan of being left alone. Like, my tombstone's going to be, finally no one's bothering me. Like,
right.
That's going to be my tombstone. Don't come visit me. Just go away. That's going to be my tombstone, where I can, the phone doesn't ring. I don't have to get up at 2:45 in the morning, and I get to consume a book that's just a total trash novel, not something that's political or something that, you know, my brain has to work at. And I can watch, you know, I don't know, all the Maury Povich I want to watch. I can watch TV that's, you know,
Maury,
like the
Povich
Real
is
Housewives.
Still on television?
He is still on. There are a lot of baby daddies out there who have gotten away with it that need to be tested. So Maury Povich is still on it. You know, that's my ideal vacation. I get to read something that is total trash. Just don't even have to think about it. Salacious, whatever it happens to be. And I get to watch television that, and never get out of bed all day, except to maybe get a cup of coffee. If I could have someone actually bring me the coffee, that would be even better. And that's what I want to do. So basically nothing. I am in this camp of just nothing.
Yeah, well, the danger I have is, you know, I'm a work guy, and I love working at Judicial Watch, and we're always doing stuff exciting, and so I always feel the need to track the news no matter where I am. So I've got to wean myself off of that quickly. But, I find I don't miss it after a few days.
We did that. We went away to Mexico. Just took like a long weekend to Mexico before the election, because my brain was going to explode, because it's on all the time. It just never ends. From the moment we get up to the moment we go to bed, my phone's going off, the TV, this going. And my husband wouldn't pay for the internet so that I couldn't access it. But little did he know, as I went to check, but because we had paid for the royal service, so we got free internet. But he didn't pay attention to that part. And so I did start to, I had to check just because it was the election, but I promised him I would only check like twice a day, and that was it. And I had a time limit on it. And I'll tell you, it's hard at first when there's something big going on, like a national election that's so contested, and Hillary Clinton and Comey and all this other stuff. But after a while, you can relax and get away from it. So, so necessary. Of those who plan a summer vacation, 92% are going to go away. They're going to get away from home. Only 8% say that they would stay home and make it a staycation. I could do that. I could stay home.
Oh, that's a workation, I think, if you're staying home.
Well, if you don't unplug, if you watch Maury, it's a vacation. 888-630-9625. Only 22% can completely disconnect. We were just talking about disconnecting.
Yeah.
Only 22% can say they can do it. Let's see, where are the workaholics? 13% said they'll disconnect totally. 8% fall into the workaholic category, where they would check in with the office a lot. That would be you.
You know, I wonder how long people think a vacation should be. Now, in Congress, they're going to have a 5.5-week August recess.
Well, you know, it's very hard what they do. You know, they put in, like, I think one of the senators who was working on it was quoted, my husband heard it and said, quoted this back to me, said, can you believe this? He said, you know, we've been working on this really hard over the last month. I've put in 30 hours. And my husband said, does he realize that's an hour a day? That's not a lot of work. Assuming you worked Saturdays and Sundays, that's an hour a day, dude. That's not a lot of time.
The Senate introduced this health care bill yesterday, and they're not there today. They don't work on Fridays. They travel. Friday's a travel day. They don't work.
You know, what about, I wish you'd introduce them to FaceTime and Skype. That might make it easier for them to work. So what are you doing on your vacation? 888-630-9625. And are you like us? I just want to be left alone. It is 844 on WMAL.
Getting ready to downsize? Find out when to sell or buy a home in 2017 with Eric Stewart's must-read report. Call 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com and download the free market-ready guide. Get Eric's invaluable tips on decluttering and prepping your house in the right-sizing guide. Call him now at 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. Call Eric today and get moving tomorrow.
Premio Sausage presents Life's Biggest Questions.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure, son.
Where does sausage come from?
Where is your mother?
Oh, don't worry, honey. I got this.
Whew.
Everyone knows the best sausage comes from Premio.
Yep.
In this house, we only trust sausage that's made with butcher-quality cuts of meat, authentic Italian spices, and nothing else. The only thing added is my own special touch.
When sausage is the question, Premio is the answer. Premio, the way sausage should be.
The summer is heating up, and so are the deals at Cabela's during our 4th of July sale. If you're heading to the lake, take 50% off Quantum Solo spinning and casting rod and reel combos. Cabela's Deluxe Flotation Vest starting at $7.49. And Body Gloves Riptide 3 Water Shoes for only $7.49. While you're here, check out our sidewalk sale. We've got huge savings on hundreds of items with new gear added daily. Make Cabela's your one stop for summer savings and all your outdoor gear.
8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. And I'm psychic. I think you have some good news for us.
I do. New York Avenue open each direction. That had been shut down most of the morning commute with that serious crash investigation. And it's looking better. Finally seeing some relief, especially out of Cheverly. Those 50 delays have finally just, well, we're after 202, but that is such a major improvement. And we have eased the delays coming off of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, so that looks great. All the volume onto 295 to get you past Benning Road and East Capitol Street. Now, let's get you onto Maryland's Route 100. If you're exiting from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway going eastbound, that's where we have an accident slowing through that stretch. On Maryland 95 each direction, north of Route 100 slowing, had the crash reported in the southbound direction. I haven't got confirmation on that yet, but 95 expect delays each way north of Route 100. On the Fairfax County Parkway, closed with an investigation, southbound south of 66, you cannot get past Braddock Road. That's the detour point. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Early rain on this Friday morning, a bit of a break. We're mainly cloudy, very warm, gusty, and muggy today. High near 90, southwest wind 15 to 25 miles an hour. Thunderstorms coming back away later on tonight through early parts of your Saturday. Overnight low 77 degrees. Lots of sunshine Sunday. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork for Weather Channel WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 74 degrees at 847 on WMAL.
Kiss me hard before you go.
Summertime doesn't have to be sad. Majority of Americans say they know what they want this to do for their vacation this year. Three quarters of Americans say, I want to do nothing. I want to be left alone. I want to relax. I can't blame them. I do too. I just want to, like I said, I just want to sit home, watch Maury, and read a trashy novel. That's what I want to do. I may be on the beach. Maybe I could do it on the beach as long as there are no people around me. I want to stake out my domain on the beach and be left alone. 888-630-9625. What about you, Jack and La Plata? Good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi, Jack.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. So what do you want to do?
What I did last year was good. We usually go to the beach and take all the kids and grandkids, and we threw them a curve last year. We said, we're not going to the Outer Banks. We're going to Maine.
Wow. Oh, okay. And how was that? I like Maine.
It was amazingly restful. I mean, lots of lobster. You don't really go swimming that often because the water's 58 degrees, but it's beautiful, and there's lots of stuff to do, and it really was relaxing. It was great.
Isn't Acadia National Park in Maine? Yeah, Acadia's great.
That's one of the coolest things. Yeah, that is great to do. Yeah,
that's a lot of fun. I love that suggestion. And it's very relaxing. Jack, thank you so much. Have a great summer. Robert in D.C. has a great point here. Hey, Robert, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking the call.
Sure.
I was thinking Expert HR had a blog post that Career Builder and Project Time Off So 56% of Americans aren't even taking all their vacation. They get like 4 weeks of vacation. They're only taking three. And last year, in 2016, they left over 622 million unused vacation leaves.
Yeah, that is an amazing, uniquely American phenomenon. Did they give a reason why?
A lot of it is that people are afraid they're going to come back to a ton of work, or they think that they'll get a promotion or something by being a, I think they called it a vacation martyr, you know. And they said, it was interesting, they said actually they don't. They get fewer raises and fewer promotions, I guess because boss doesn't miss them, so doesn't appreciate them.
Yeah, I think also there are certain people. Thank you for that. That's so interesting, Robert. I'm so glad you brought that to the table. Have a great weekend. I think people who don't take vacation, there are, and you see them in every office, they're those people who you know you can pile as much work onto and they'll just jump on as you said, a martyr in the office, who is so afraid of losing their job or so afraid of not being seen as productive that they will literally do everything. They'll do everybody else's job.
In order to be productive, you need the rest. That is for sure. And on the other hand, Americans are hardworking people, so it's not surprising a lot of them don't take vacation. You know, and the HR people tend to have a different attitude on this stuff.
They would hope that you never take vacation and you just work and they save money. That's what they would hope you do, never take vacation. I got news, boss. If you're listening, I'm taking every day I've got coming to me. Just sorry. I'm taking every day I have. It is 8:50 on WMAL.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
An aspirin a day may keep the doctor away, but not this doctor. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. For years, physicians have recommended people at high risk for heart attack or stroke take a low-dose aspirin every day to lower that risk. Now researchers at Mass General and Harvard Med say low-dose aspirin can also lower your risk of dying from cancer. By how much? By about 7% for women, 15% for men. The strongest connection was seen with colon cancer. Men and women who take a daily aspirin lowered their risk by nearly a third. Women saw their breast cancer risk drop by 11%, and men saw their risk of prostate cancer drop by 23%. Of course, taking a low-dose aspirin every day isn't going to be for everyone, especially people who are at high risk for things like ulcers, gastrointestinal bleeding. Before you start or stop any medication, even over-the-counter ones, always talk to your doctor first. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
By the time that we got up there, his room was filled with smoke.
The wind had blown and drifted the snow up against the side of my house, blocking the exhaust from my furnace.
I heard the smoke alarm going off in my friend's apartment.
Without the Kidde smoke alarm, my son would not be here today.
Had it not been for that carbon monoxide detector, they would come to school and not have their teacher there.
I grabbed my fire extinguisher and put out the fire.
Kidde makes technology that saves lives.
Get these essential products at the Home Depot.
Most West Virginians don't have a choice. We don't get to decide how much our healthcare costs go up. No one's asking us if older Americans should be charged 5 times more for coverage than everyone else. And it's not our decision if Congress cuts Medicaid, leaving millions of seniors without the care they need. No, we don't get to make those choices. But Senator Capito, you do. And the choice you make on the new health care bill in Congress will decide whether countless West Virginians keep their health coverage or have it stripped away, especially people over 50. It's your choice whether to stand with us or support a bill being written in secret. A bill that could make it harder for us to afford to go to the doctor, fill our prescriptions, or get the basic medical care we depend on. Just one vote could be enough to stop this bill. And Senator Capito, that vote is yours.
Call Senator Capito today. Tell her to vote no on the health care bill. Paid for by AARP.
What makes one business rise above? Why do some grow while others simply maintain? Time after time, consistently successful businesses work smart. And when smart businesses need to hire, They do it on the job site that is the proven leader, Indeed.com. According to an independent study, Indeed delivers 5 times more hires than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. Businesses that work smart choose partners that have proven track records. It's no wonder that 3 million businesses choose Indeed. To make it even better, right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing in relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Indeed, the world's number one job site. For smart companies like yours, terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
8:55. Let's check the roadways. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. And here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Jamie, you go home and relax and enjoy your weekend. It's been a rough traffic day.
It has been, and busy for everyone. Fairfax County Parkway still shut down southbound south of 66 here at Braddock Road. That's the detour point. So, you know, don't commit to that because they are not giving me an estimated time when that will reopen. So closed again southbound Fairfax County Parkway 286 of Braddock Road. And I'm looking at delays from 66. Northbound, you're getting by very slowly. Left lane is blocked, and I mean very slowly, before 123. So I would avoid that as well and head through Fairfax Station. Use 123, 123. On New York Avenue, reopened, and it's been for a while now. Each direction between Bladensburg Road and the BW Parkway, and much improved through there, so you can take it. You will be able to get through. And Metrorail, it's been a busy hour. Red Line, initially they stopped all the trains, but now single tracking between Medical Center and Grosvenor. They're dealing with a track issue outside of Medical Center. Update is sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way that you can save time. Don't we need that? Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Periods of rain early, then mainly cloudy for the rest of the day. Very warm and gusty, high near 90 degrees. Get a little bit of a break this evening, then more thunderstorms tonight, low 77. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork for the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 73 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
I wonder what you think.
This issue really, really riles me up. What makes you guys right all the time?
You are spot on.
I agree with everything that last caller said.
That's correct.
Well, that's good to hear.
I have no problem with that. Am I wrong
to say? Make your case. Make it proudly. Make it boldly.
Your show is unbelievably fabulous.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Where Washington comes to talk.
We just talk about it.
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Listen every weekday morning at 542 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. You can find today's story by visiting WMAL.com/todays. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
If you don't want ants inside, kill them outside with Amdro Ant Block Home Perimeter Ant Bait. Ants are attracted to Amdro because they think it's food. They carry it back to the nest and share it with the entire colony, including the queen. That's how Amdro kills the ants you see and the ones you don't, guaranteed. Look for Amdro Ant Block at your local lawn and garden retailer. Amdro Ant Block. Ants love it to death.
One Touch Ultra Meter users, you asked, so we listened.
When it comes down to it, I really want a meter that helps me understand my results.
We hear you. That's why we created the One Touch Vario Flex Meter, with ColorSure technology that takes the guesswork out of your numbers by showing if results are in or out of range.
So, is it easy for me to upgrade?
All you have to do is stop in to talk to your Walgreens pharmacist.
Wow, that's perfect for me.
Upgrade to the OneTouch Vario Flex Meter today. And remember, OneTouch test strips are available for the lowest copay on the most health plans. Some health plans may have more than one test strip covered at the lowest copay.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry actually started about 13 years ago. I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population that actually had a fearful connotation with dental treatment experiences. One in 10 adults are estimated to be so fearful of receiving treatment that they will only get it when they have a true dental emergency, such as a toothache or a dental abscess. We treat them a little differently, much more of a TLC approach, and we welcomed them literally with open arms to the practice. It's the greatest feeling in the world to see someone who has hidden their smile for years to be able to smile again. My staff has been trained to be very welcoming, to treat them like a member of their own family. More than the extensive training, it's the empathy. We listen, we care, and we want to make your smile perfect and genuine. It's our mission to make you happy that you came to McMillan Sedation Dentistry. It's time for you to smile easy. Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Well, Tom Fitton, thank you so much for joining me. It has really been a lot of fun to have you here. And look at this.
It's been fun.
Tons of people who want to talk about their summer vacation, going to see the eclipse, taking kids to Hawaii, not using their vacation. So sorry, but we ran out of time because that pesky Chris Plant insists on doing his show.
Keep cutting into your time here every morning at this time. Well, once again, nothing really to talk about, but I do want to talk about the healthcare thing on Capitol Hill and the camps that are breaking down. Your message to Republicans on Capitol Hill or to Democrats on Capitol Hill in the midst of all this. And I have some strange...